From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Austin Jefferson reports for the Daily Freeman that Ulster County Executive Jen Metzger is proposing a $15 million housing action fund to increase the housing supply there. State and Hudson Valley officials have identified an affordable housing crisis in New York and locally. Metzger proposed the fund at a special meeting of the Health, Human Services, and Housing Committee on May 18th. Metzger would take $15 million from the county's surplus fund balance to start the fund, then keep it going with 25% of the hotel occupancy tax. Metzger says rent for one- and two-bedroom apartments has risen by 40% locally, while wages have stayed stagnant or declined. She says that 12% of homeowners and 29% of renters in Ulster County spend more than half of their monthly income on rent. Metzger said, and I quote, "The trends are very bleak," end quote, and that, and I quote, "These trends are unsustainable from an economic perspective," end quote. Oversight for the fund would come from a new housing policy and oversight committee with representatives with experience in housing, finance, development, and land use. Metzger would appoint four members and the legislature would appoint three under Metzger's proposal. Officials in Kingston and Hudson have also discussed efforts to help the affordable housing crisis, but little has been done anywhere locally on the issue. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that a bill to stop the discharging of radioactive material into the Hudson River has advanced this week through both the State Senate and Assembly Environmental Conservation Committees. Anyone releasing radioactive material into the Hudson River would be fined up to $25,000 a day, with daily $50,000 fines for a second violation. The only opposition to the bill is Holtec International, the company that owns the decommissioned Indian Point nuclear plant that plans to release radioactive material into the Hudson River later this month. Holtec said in a statement, and I quote, "As part of both the operation of nuclear power plants and during the decommissioning of reactors, plants discharge treated liquid effluent according to state and federal permits and well below safe release limits set by Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Indian Point is no different. With valid state and federal permits in place, the facility has discharged treated water to the Hudson River since 1962. The data on the releases are publicly available on the NRC's website for Indian Point and all reactors," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Tim Williams and Nick Reisman report for New York State of Politics that New York's tax on cigarette increases from $4.35 to $5.35 a pack in September. The State Department of Health says that an all-time low rate of New Yorkers are smoking now at 12%, but officials hope the higher tax rate will mean fewer than 1.7 million New Yorkers smoking regularly. Nationally, Sarah Ravenhall, executive director of the New York State Association of County Health Officials, says that every 10% increase in cigarette taxes reduced youth smoking by 7% and overall smoking rates by 4%. Lawmakers also proposed a menthol-flavored cigarette ban in the state budget, but that encountered opposition from some legislators who got it out of the budget. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News reports that Bard College wants to build five new dormitories and a performance lab on its Dutchess County campus. College officials went before the Dutchess County Local Development Corporation on May 23rd to get $155 million in tax-exempt bonds issued for the construction. The LDC board approved a preliminary inducement resolution, but now must hold a public hearing before the board takes a final vote on the request. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button. to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.